Should you sit or should you stand when you say a shahako or any other birchas hananin? So the Gemara in Brachos says that benching must be done sitting down. Tosos there explains because benching is the araisa. In fact, benching has a lot of unique things that must be done by it as opposed to other brachos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that benching should be done sitting down. And the reason is in order to be mechavin, in order to have better kavana. The Mishnah Brura and the Shaar Tzion have a discussion whether the fourth bracha of benching should also be done sitting down. Because the fourth bracha, to remember the Harugei Beitar, is only the Rabbanim. So when they ruled that the Araisa bracha should be sitting down, did they rule that the same thing should apply for the fourth bracha of benching, which is follows the other three brachas, or is it simply the Rabbanim and therefore it does not? The Mishnah Brura's upshot is that it should be done sitting down because it follows after the first three brachos. Now, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch later rules that some say that even Alam Michya, which is the Rabbanan, needs to also be done sitting down. And the reason is because, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because it also is in the place of a Da'araisa bracha, meaning it's the replacement bracha that we say for Mizonos and other things as well, which is only the Rabbanan, but it's in place of the Da'araisa of benching. But what about other brachos? Do other brachos need to be done sitting down? Or can they be done standing up? Sounds like from what we just said that regular brachos, the shahako, which are derabbanan, don't need to be sitting down. And in fact, the Ramanasha Klein cited in the Otzer Tshuvas makes this diuk as well. Now the Beis Yosef points out by Hilchas Tzitzis that there is Yerushalmi that brachos need to be done standing, but the Beis Yosef explains that's only birchas hamitzos, a bracha hamitzah. You shake a luav, so the bracha that you make an luav, that bracha should be done standing. But Birchas Hananin can be done sitting. Now the Prima Gadim also says Birchas Hananin miyushav nami, which sounds like they can be done standing. If you want to make a shakel standing up, you could, but it also can be done sitting down. In fact, even some mitzvahs which are done on food, for example, Birchas on matzah, are actually also done sitting down because they are like Birchas Hananin. Now, it appears to be that the Prima Gadim himself, in a different place, says that you should sit for Birchas Hananin, and it's optimal to sit for them. But the Otzer Tshuvas explains it just means that you could sit. However, the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai both say that ideally, even for a Shahakol, you should be sitting down, presumably because if it's an issue of Kavana, what does it make a difference if the Bracha is Daraisa or the Rabbanan? If you're supposed to have more Kavana applies when you're sitting down, so sit down. The Sefer Maruk Tzia points out that there's really a different guideline for all these brachas. So we don't distinguish between Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. However, the act is going to be performed. For example, if you're going to shake the lulav standing up, so you make the bracha standing up. If you're going to eat sitting down, so you make the bracha sitting down. It's simply based on how the act is performed. And he says, you know, based on this Maruk Tzia, it also explains why we stand for Birchas HaNer, the candle, and the Besamim by Havdalah. Even though these are Birchas HaNenin, so why are we standing? The answer is because since we're standing for the whole mitzvah of Havdalah to escort the Shabbos queen, so we stand as well for these brachas as well. Rev Bodner, in his English Sefer, sums it up. Says, for Birchas HaNenin, like Shakol, you could sit or stand, but he cites this Kav HaChaim, that still it's ideal to sit. And Piskei Tshuvas points out it's a good Eitza, you know, not to forget to make the bracha if you do it sitting down. However, other Svarim, Sefer Chaim Olam, says, oh, look, the only reason why we sit by Birchas HaNenin is because we're allowed to sit, but you don't really have to sit. However, the upshot seems to be that it's definitely ideal to sit for Birchas HaNenin, like a Shahakol. Now, what about other brachos which are connected to the eating brachos? For example, Netilas Yadayim, which is a mitzvah. So the Sefer Pas Sadecha says a bracha Netilas Yadayim can be done sitting down as well. Even though it's a brachos mitzvah, since it's connected to the eating, so it's fine to do it sitting down. On the other hand, Masoros Moshe, or Moshe, the new Sefer that came out posthumously of his discussions and tshuvas, someone asked him about Tfilas Kelim, you know, which only Tovah LeKelim is about you could eat. He says maybe that's a Birchas Nenin as well, and therefore it could be made sitting down. Even Moshe said, no, it's ridiculous. Birchas Tevilas Kelim is not a Birchas Nenin at all. It's not connected to the Suda, even though you use the utensils for food. It's a bona fide Birchas HaMitzvah, and it must be made standing up. Rav Badin also has a discussion about whether you can make a bracha lying down. That's a separate discussion, not for now. Another nafkamina is in terms of Asher Yatzar. I've heard Rabbi Ariely actually told me that the Chafetz Chaim insisted that Asher Yatzar should be done standing up. However, the it would seemingly be a nafkamina based on this. If Ashi Yatzar, according to some, including the Chassam Sofer, is kind of like a quasi-berchas anenin, because you're making a bracha, according to Chassam Sofer, and, you know, removing your bowels, which makes you feel better and, you know, benefiting your body. So it's like a berchas anenin. But based on that, then maybe according to the Kaf HaChaim, it should ideally be done sitting down. And finally, the Agadah Shalevi points out that the Beis Halevi, cites the Brisker Rav, who that sat for Kiddush, but he stood for Avdala. What's the distinction? So based on Rashi, if you don't say Borei Pri HaGafen by Avdala, you're still Yotze Avdala. So you see that Avdala is completely a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it must be done standing, as opposed to Kiddush, where the Al HaGafen is integral part of the mitzvah, so it's like a Birchas Nenin a little bit, it should be done sitting. So Avdala, he did... Avdala could be done standing because it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, but Kiddush, which is kind of like a quasi-Nenin, it should be done sitting. Now again, different Menhagim apply for that, so that's not Halacha Maisa, but that's what the Beis HaLevi used to do.